Didn't sound very festive. It didn't even have that crappy kind of fire crackling sound that we were sticking in before.
Yeah,
Christmas.
I don't have any mention of Christmas here either.
No.
But nevertheless, it is Christmas time, so.
Well, just after, but go on.
Yeah, the. Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a Christmas
dog,
New Year period.
It's a holiday dog chat.
The dog chat.
They seem to get angrier there between the first
really?
And second
yeah.
clip.
I really expected something Christmassy to have been added there, but no. The dog chat franchise is indeed back, though.
Are they greyhounds, these dogs?
No, I don't think so.
What are they?
No, they sound a bit smaller and barkier
than
the
ones
that.
In the.
Yeah,
trip.
Kind of a Yorkshire Terrier.
They sound big. They sound like big dogs.
I'd say
a Bull Terrier or Mastiff or something.
Yeah, actually, they do sound a bit bigger.
Same
on mature reflection. Anyway, this week, dog chat is mostly to do with Manny Pacquiao one. Pac-Man was, of course, set on the road to boxing global superstardom by a rather unfortunate incident when he brought a stray dog home as a child. Angered by this unwanted addition to his family, Pacquiao Pair killed the dog and then ate it in front of Manny's rather distressed eyes. Manny ran to the nearest gym and the rest, as they say, is history. Now, Manny has refused to fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. over drug testing stipulations, basically a refusal to submit blood and urine samples between now and the fight. Not something you could usually accuse a dog of course, submitting urine samples into their owner's shoes being par for the canine course.
Is that story about Manny Pacquiao's dad true?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. He's told it in the past.
Why did he eat the dog?
Yeah, I mean,
in front of
yeah, killing the dog is bad enough, but actually eating the pet dog, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Have I not heard that before?
Well, you
the
may
same,
have.
In relation to someone else.
You know, the urine in the shoes stuff, pretty much that exact dog chat.
Not the urine in the shoes. Everything else, though, you may have heard.
Lil, in a previous dog chat.
No, definitely not in a previous dog chat. Perhaps.
So I need to reinvent the wheel, though. I mean,
the fact of the matter is... You know, the people ask
you could
me
alter the
chat.
Wheel somewhat, though. You could do something to the wheel, so it's not just the same wheel.
I souped up the wheel with that bit at the end there.
Spinning sort of hubcap.
Do you know what, lads? Do you know what, lads?
Go on.
Around this time of year, I think of the old times and sometimes get a little bit emotional. Dog chat itself stirs up emotions at the best of times, but tonight, I can't help but think of our own greyhound from a couple of years ago. Remember Off the Ball, Ken? Remember that little guy again?
Yeah.
Off the ball, taking the lead again. He's stretching his lead by two or three lengths. He's looking good. Coming into the home straight now. Off the ball, if he can keep his line and keep his pace going. Well, will it? He will do it. Off the ball, will rock home by at least a length.
At least a length. There's no argument with that kind of form, is there, Ged?
Was that commentary from an actual race? He won a race?
Yeah, yes. He won a race in Shelburne Park. Remember, we broadcast the show from there.
No, he didn't win that one, did he?
Oh, no, he didn't win that one, but he won the race before that. And then we said, well...
That's all.
He's obviously...
Down to Shelburne
yeah,
Park.
He's destined for superstardom.
Okay.
Then they put him in against other dogs, and he didn't win.
Yeah. I was talking to a taxi driver about Off the Ball, the dog, recently, actually. The taxi driver that brought me to my bus home. He was saying, yeah, how'd that dog finish up? Well, let's not go into the nitty-gritty.
Where is this dog now?
Yeah.
It wasn't actually eaten by someone's dad, though.